Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Don't I sound husky and sexy today? I am at a convention, and I have yelled over so much noise that, I sound like Tallulah Bankhead, for those of you that are old enough to know who the heck I'm talking about. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Some really, 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 really interesting stuff coming in. As you know, the next webinar, which you are going to want to be at, Spirituality and Science, it's going to explain to you why we do everything we do, why it's not happenstance, it's not luck, it's not the good graces of God looking down upon you, although it can be defined that way when you truly understand what's going on. This webinar is going to empower you a lot, guys, because you will truly understand why you need to do everything the channel has talked to us about, especially bringing yourself into the state of love. So you can sign up on the e-blast. You can sign up at I Am Dee Wallace right on the homepage. You are going to want to be there. Get going. Okay, I want to talk to you today about being afraid to love too much. Those of you that read my e-blast last week about my daughter, as I was writing it, I literally was bawling my eyes out, and in a good way. I was so overcome in a way, really, that I'm not even sure I felt this at her birth, but I was so overwhelmed with this experience of love. And quite frankly, it was scary. It was, oh my God, what is this? What is this that's taking me over? What? It was kind of weird, guys. And so I got off the show last week, and I was getting information for the webinar and Creation Station, which has been daily. And then after that, I really wanted to explore what happened to me when I wrote that e-blast. And this is still the highest explanation that they're giving me, is that I went into fear of loving too much. Now, for those of you who have been with me for a while, you understand what a huge statement that is, because all the work is based on the core of love and self-love, which is love. So if we're afraid to love too much, we can't take our work into the most powerful element possible to us, because we're holding back. Now, why would we do that? And they gave me three insights here. One was the fear of being hurt. If I love too much, I will be hurt. That love will be taken away from me. And those of you that have lost a loved one understand what that hurt feels like. And you know that your body is water, and water retains its memory forever. So throughout our lifetime, we have many memories of losing love. And the challenge is now that we are not going to allow that fear of that loss. We're not going to allow that to hold us back from moving into the greatest experience of love possible. The second one is the fear of being hurt. Now, obviously, if we lose love through a death, if a loved one withdraws from us and takes their love away, that's hurtful. But we can also be hurt while we're in love, crimes of passion, and people that are so overwhelmed with love that they direct it, the most powerful force in the universe, in a negative way. Now, we need to explore that for a minute, because love heals everything, conquers everything, creates everything, and even love can be directed toward a negative influence in our lives, and we're in fear of that. We're in fear of losing control if we love too much, because it is literally all-encompassing. What happened to me in that experience? And what we have to know then is, if we choose to lose control in a positive way to move into this full experience of love, it opens up all kinds of worlds for us of creation that we have not touched upon now. And the third thing is, we just don't think it's possible to be that consumed with love. We don't think it's possible to experience that love that Christ and Buddha have talked about all our lives, that we read about monks trying to attain that state of love throughout their... So we get the message that there's a struggle involved, and that it's hard, and that it's unattainable. And again, the channel is saying, it's simply a choice, guys. You have to choose to step forward. You have to choose to be immersed in the love and know that you're safe, and know that you're honored, and know that you're in control of allowing yourself to experience something that's out of control. So the channel is asking all of us to come together and balance all this by stating, I am directing my I am presence to balance all energy within itself as I claim I am. One more time. Open your hearts, open your chakras, feel into the love. I am directing the I am presence that I am to balance all energy within itself as I claim I am. And so it is. Now that we've done that together, there's something else. Sheets, book, song. Well, they took me to Hallelujah and they took me to Happy Birthday. So that's pretty obvious. We just opened a portal in our energetic systems that have been closed before and created a new birthday in this moment for us. So Hallelujah and Happy Birthday, everybody. Is there anything else? Okay, we're going to the calls. Get ready. Here I come. Okay, we are going to Karen. Oh, my gosh, in Toronto. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you, gorgeous.
Beautiful lady. I'm sitting here in the hospital with my daughter. We've had two issues in the last month. I have a surprise retinal detachment in my right eye, and they're fighting to keep it attached. And my daughter is suffering from PCOS. And I'm thinking, these are sort of opportunities to look at what energetically are we receiving messages for. And I thought, I know who to call. And I'm very glad.
Thank you, sweetheart. Well, now it's interesting that you're bringing up a mother-daughter call. So this is what I want to talk about, because this is what the channel told me, that I have to, I don't know how to explain this other than what they said to me was that my daughter and I are too connected. And we can be, see, the fear is if we cut that cord of connection, the love dissipates. But in actuality, the love can expand because we're not interdependent on each other. So talk to me. Do you have a really tight connection with your daughter?
Yes and no. I think on a subconscious level, yes. But her energy's very strong, and so I try to be there for her, but maybe that's why the resistance is, because maybe I'm trying to be there too much.
Absolutely. Which is exactly what they're walking me through in my own life. That it is, everyone must, guys, everyone must live and learn the experience of self-creation.
That's tough when you're a mom, isn't it?
And you need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You got those words. See that?
See, I got that.
Yeah, and she's suffering from what?
PCOS. I think it's polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay, so it's fibroids in her ovaries?
Yeah.
All right, now they're taking me to something I learned when I was working with my Chinese doctor trying to get pregnant with Gabrielle. And they found that the reason that I could not get pregnant was that I had a very large fibroid, really large, that six specialists, by the way, had not been able to find. And he said, he was telling me a very interesting story in China when they decreed that you could only have one baby.
Mm-hmm.
That each couple could only have one baby because the population was getting too large, that the occurrence of fibroids tripled because women subconsciously were creating babies the only way they could. Are there any pregnancy issues in her life?
No, not yet.
Well, I'm wondering about that. They haven't been trying to have children or thinking about having children or trying not to have children for a while?
No, she's 22.
She what?
He's 22. Single.
Okay, well, there's something going on there. Whether she's either holding it away or wondering if she can bring it in. It works in the same way, Karen.
Okay.
But that's the highest thing they're giving me.
Okay.
So, you know, any time a woman has problems, the breast or the uterine area, any of her female areas, it's a sign of nurturing, self-nurturing and self-love, one way or the other. So
that's probably, yeah, I understand.
I would tell her to give herself permission to nurture herself in doing whatever she wants to do. If she doesn't want to get married and have kids, that's fine. If she wants to have a career, that's fine. You know, but guys, women from time immemorial and the millennials are no different. They still have society's message. You're a woman, you should get married and bear a family. And a lot of these young women just don't have that in mind. That's not their plan, right now, anyway. And they have to be clear about that, because otherwise, whether you focus on a baby negative or positively, you can create the fibroid. Do you understand?
I understand, yes. Wow,
okay.
That's powerful. Thank you. I knew it.
but you need to be safe that you and she will be just as connected and filled with love separately and for each other when you kind of cut the cord and allow her to go her own way and learn more about creating herself. Okay, Karen?
I got it. Thank you, Dee. Love you.
All right. Again. Love you too, sweetheart. Well, what an interesting start to the show. Robin in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi,
I'm excited to hear what you're talking about today, because it's I'm on the same page. So I have a question about whether, because of this fear of loving too much that you talked about, if I'm sabotaging a relationship, or if the relationship is one that to be sabotaged or needs to be ended.
Well, I get a yes on the first part. I get a yes that you're sabotaging it, which is what I almost did with my relationship with Lanny. Because now I don't, you know what's going on with you. I don't. But they're asking me to use my own experience here. Lanny is just absolutely pure love. And he loved me unconditionally. And that scared me.
Yeah.
And so what my mind did was, well, he doesn't look right, he's not this, he's not that, I'm not sure this is the one I want. Mm-hmm. That's how my mind decided to protect me from something I was in fear of, because the love was just all-consuming, even though that's what I was saying I wanted.
Right.
Now, does that apply to this situation or not? Because I'm not here to talk you in or out of anything.
Yeah, I know. I wish
Robin,
I felt like
Robin,
I knew.
But you do know. Go to your heart. Get out of your head. Mm-hmm. Go to your heart. Does this man love you?
Yes.
Does he love you? Does he honor you? Does he treat you with compassion and love?
most of the time.
Okay, yeah. Then where is your fear coming from? Stay in your heart. You already went back up there to your head.
It's being too, I guess it's the too vulnerable piece.
See, you're afraid of that vulnerability, and you feel like you have no control there. I know, because I've been walking myself through it, Robin.
Yeah.
And when I did walk myself through it and said, you know what, I'm just going to stay out of my head and just love this man and allow him to love me, and then I'll know. But if you're fighting the love, you can't ever know.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So, guys, it's really easy to figure out. Everything in your life is easy to figure out if you ask it and measure it from the state of love. Are my politics in resonance with love? Is what I put into my body in resonance with love and what I want to do for my body and how I take care of it? Is that action that I did toward my mate or my child or myself in resonance with love? It's such an easy guideline for you. You know, even money. Is it loving to myself to spend more money than I have? Right now, I'm becoming aware that it's not loving to myself to be working as hard as I can because of this focus on money that my mortgage brought into my life. So I've created a lot of opportunities here. I'm in great shape. I need to hold the balance in my life around all of it now. So, Robin, are you clearer or are you still?
I went to, I had an incident of my hormones are way out of whack and imbalance, and I fainted, and it's making me think that that's part of the fear too, is that my body is reacting
well,
to.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
If your hormones are out of balance, you think like a banshee. You know that, women. We know that. So get your hormones back in balance, Robin.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's the female stuff, and they haven't been able to figure out what's causing all of it. So,
well, the channel's saying you're using that as an excuse in actually several areas of your life not to move forward powerfully like you want to.
Really?
So you tell your hormones to get back into balance. You direct your own body, and then you will be given the information or the doctors that can figure it out.
That's perfect.
Right.
That is
You've
perfect.
Got to start working with it, baby.
Don't
give your power away to somebody else. But I can tell you, Lanny could be God himself walking on this earth, and if my adrenals are out, I would go, that ain't going to work.
Right.
So if you're coming from an imbalanced place, trying to decide if something is imbalanced, you can, even when I say those words, you can see the oxymoron there.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right,
appreciate your help, Dee. Thanks.
You bet. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. What an interesting show. Miss Paula in California. Hi.
Hi. This call is really, it's really good. It's like so eye-opening, heart-opening, hopefully.
Well, you know, that's an easy one. My heart is open. Boom, there it is.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing for me.
Well, Paula, I want you to direct yourself right now. Say, I'm directing my heart to open. I'm safe to do that.
I'm
there
directing
you go.
My heart to open. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now ask your question, baby.
I just want to say I'm reading Mind to Matter, and it's so incredible. And I recommend everybody to read it because it has so many answers.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is so good.
Good for you.
And
good for you that
yeah,
you followed through in doing that.
And I'm trying, and I'm, you know, learning how to do the tapping, and that's really helpful. Because right now I have like all this stress, and so I just thought, okay, I'm going to try it on the stress, you know, and it is helpful.
Well,
try to get.
And what are you doing with the tapping? You are going in and taking control and directing your body through the tapping to relax you.
Right.
Okay. So again, it's a direction of energy. And any way that works for you that directs your energy is a good thing.
Absolutely. And I guess, and I do have a question. See, this is about like my relationship with my mom. And I feel like, you know, it's just fear-based because, you know, she's, you know, has health issues. And then I worry about her. And that's all about the fear of the loss and everything. And then.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah. What do I do with that?
Well, you know the principles of this work, Paula. You know. And the channel has said the biggest sin we do against people we love is to worry about them.
Right.
Because what is
yep.
worry? It tells your brain, focus on the negative, and then we help create more of the negative. We're resonating with the wrong stuff in the one mind. We're resonating with worry instead of love. So,
yep.
guys, look, and I had this discussion with my daughter recently. I said, honey, I'm going to die. Everybody dies. I don't know when I'm going to die. I feel pretty good. I keep myself healthy. I'm really active. But mom's going to die. That's a fact of life. So let's spend our time living every moment instead of worrying about when I'm going to die. We want to fill every moment we have with joy, and that's what the message is to you, Paula. You know,
yeah.
you don't want to get to her transition and go, gee, I wish I would have. Start doing the things you want to do now with her as much as you can, even if it's reading to her, whatever. But don't be afraid to go into the love and experience that love for your mommy. It,
yeah.
It's not going to go away because her body goes away, sweetheart. I promise you that because I've been there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. And it's a process for me to get there, you know.
Well, it doesn't have to be, Paula. It
yeah.
doesn't have to be struggle. You and I talk about this a lot. You
yeah.
you enjoy the process. I want you to enjoy being there.
Yes.
Okay,
no, everything, that's that core belief about the struggle and all this stuff that, yeah. So it's multiple things, and I'm seeing what they are.
Well, and if you believe in struggle, you'll see it through every
exactly.
subject of your life.
Exactly.
You know,
it's
time to give it up, babe.
I agree. I'm so
okay.
tired of it. Thank
all
you.
Right. I'm standing with you in the ease. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
sweetie.
You.
Miss Kimmy, what's going on?
Hey, Dee. Awesome
hey,
show as always.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear from you. What's up?
You know, it's very interesting what you were talking about in the beginning of the call, and my question has morphed considerably. As far as attracting the things that I want in my life, am I not loving myself enough, or do I not love myself enough to attract them to me?
First of all, none of us are loving ourselves as much because we're afraid of being consumed with the love.
All right.
Okay. Secondly, they're saying that's not the right question.
Oh, okay.
The right question is, why do you keep asking yourself why you're not getting what you want? Because as long as you keep asking yourself that, you are not focused on the positive creation and reception of it.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, because I immediate, like I want it now, and my now isn't what the universe's now is, so.
Well, it is actually.
Oh, really?
It is actually, but they can't deliver to you now while you keep going, why isn't it here now?
Oh, okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
And, you see, it doesn't make any sense to us go, well, yeah, but it isn't here yet.
Yeah.
And they keep reminding us, look away from reality.
Yeah.
Reality is what you created when you didn't know. Okay.
And I tell myself that, you know, when I'm doing something that, okay, Kim, don't look at this. This is not what you want.
Yeah, but Kimmy, when you say don't look at that, that's like telling a kid don't touch the TV. What do they do? They go over to touch the TV.
You're right.
You've got to go, Kimmy, what positive, awesome, amazing thought can you think right now?
Okay. All right.
What in all the possibilities that are out there, what do you want to resonate with? You don't want to resonate with not having it or why I don't have it.
Exactly.
You want to resonate with having it. And then it finds you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye.
All righty. We're going, whoops, I don't think I got her off. Sorry, everything's kind of screwy here. Anna in New York. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. How are you? It's great to hear you.
I'm good. Thank you, sweetheart.
So,
what's up?
I'm just calling to share a little joy that I experienced. I went to see My Fair Lady in Lincoln Center in New York City, and to my surprise, the mom, which is Professor Higgins' mom, is being played by Diana Rigg. And she's 80, and day, which was July, she had the celebration at a sort of a donation center, and her birthday cakes were 42 times. So I just wanted to share that we experience our joy twice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just wanted to share that when we think about age or not, Diana Rigg looks 40, and her performance was a joy to me because I remember her from The Avengers and she was the only wife in 007 movie.
Yeah, and see, actors, we don't have that we'll have to retire in 5 years. Actors go, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to freaking keep performing until I drop, right? Where creatives are wonderful that way, because we just want to keep creating. And
mm-hmm.
that's what everybody needs to do.
Right.
What can I get up and create today? What can mm-hmm. I get up and create today, right? That's what we
right.
all
well,
should
Diana,
be asking ourselves.
Where Diana Rigg played the main lead part as Eliza in My Fair Lady many years ago, obviously. So now she's the mom of the Professor Higgins.
Yep.
So
but
it's
she,
a pretty,
you know, it's a full circle. It's a great
yeah.
turnaround. And but the point is, she didn't go, oh, I'm 70 now, I have to quit.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Society says I'm old. She said, hey, if I can do it and it gives me joy, I'm there.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I want all of us to do. So start asking yourself, what do I want to do? How can I? What's the first step? I'm doing it for myself because it's going to give me joy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome, baby. Thanks for calling in with that.
All righty. Take care.
And we're going to Miss Sandy in Denver. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How's it going?
Hi, baby. Fabulous.
Good. So I don't have a question, but I've got some more feedback from, well, it's feedback from the Fun Focus and Fruition, but I guess I'm
right.
not surprised that it ties into what you've talked about. So as I'm more and more, you know, that you taught us is becoming the way of life. I had something happen on Friday night that even as I'm talking about it, like my heart's kind of starting to race, and I closed my heart and I went out of love in a very, very strong way by choice. It felt like a trigger in the moment, but then pretty quickly I was reminded that it was all a choice. And now it's like I don't want to be in that place anymore. I only want to be in that place that you walked us through learning how to be, and I wanted you to know that.
Because awesome,
it's just
Sandy.
Such a gift. And but then I think on the heels of that, I know, you know, I direct my chakras and heart line and all that stuff, but it really was such a jolt to my system that it took me a little bit to get everything really back where it felt right energetically. But I did.
I just wanted to say
thank you to you and to the channel for just the gift of that program, because it's profound.
Well, thank you, Sandy, and really pat yourself on the back too, because you're the one that signed up, you followed your own hit, and then you applied the work, and now your life, you're really seeing how to live it every moment. Guys, we're on a physical plane. Stuff's going to happen. What we do with that stuff is what's important. On my flight here, there were all kinds of delays, and after we were on the plane, and everybody was getting really antsy, and I went up to talk to one of my friends, and there was a lady sitting by her, and I had to shoot up until like 2 or 3 a.m. I was exhausted, and I fell into negativity. And the lady sitting next to my friend put her hand on my arm very gently and said, now we're all going to stay positive so we can get out of here. And I looked at her and I went, wow, thank you for reminding me to bring the balance back. You know, and I said to her, you know, I teach this stuff, and usually it's me who brings the balance back, and I sure am happy to have somebody else out there working on my behalf today, you know, and then boom, I was back. But we're all human. It's going to happen, but you've got the tools now to do something with it, to bring the balance back and move back into love. Thank you for that great testimonial, Sandy. Thank you.
Well, I have one more thing. Can I add one more thing that's about the money, the fruition part?
Yeah.
Well, and before that, what I'm aware of now after today is one of the reasons I went into that choice that I did on Friday night was because of what you talked about, which is that fear of this love and how big it is. So, but the fruition piece is, you know, I'm having so much fun with manifesting the actual money part. And I don't want to sound materialistic when I say that. It's, but I think I'm at a place in life that I'm starting a new kind
Sandy,
of, yes.
We all love money. So let's all get over that. Guys, money is great. You get to do really good things with money. Help your family and play and give to charities. And, you know, I look for one person on every set that I work with that goes out of their way to kind of live what we teach. And then I send them a tithe afterwards. So we love money. It's not materialistic. So proceed, Sandy.
Well, in the what you said, I second. And anyway, so in hearing, anytime this money comes in, even if it's just a dollar bill that I find, it's like just add a zero. And so this last week, it's like every day dimes keep showing up. And the message there is it's still the same, but it's like times 10. It's just... it's still add the zero because it's just like it's nothing for the universe. And it's so cool. And there was one day last week that $1,000 just like showed up. And it wasn't a check that came in the mail or like in that sort of way, but it was something that I was going to purchase. Ended up costing literally for two items $1,000 less than I thought it was going to. And it's still, you know, it's still fruition.
Yeah, well, so. Whether you get the thousand or you don't have to spend the thousand, it's all abundance. It's all the universe
Absolutely.
Taking care of your money for you. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
So that's it.
I love it.
So,
well, that
you.
Was a good call. I'm glad we got together today. Thank you, baby.
All right.
Sorry, I plugged you off there. I've had several people emailing me if we're going to do the Fun Focus and Fruition again this year. I'm going to try and do it again. My schedule's pretty slammed, so I want to make sure I've got time to give everybody for all the private sessions and everything. So I'll keep you apprised. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, darling.
Can you hear me? Oh, I have a okay. We're going back to kind of the beginning of the call. You said something about directing, and I don't know if you used the word deep love, but towards negative influences. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. In other words, if you send out judgment and negativity and fear towards something, you just feed it and make it bigger. So
right.
if you are all plugged in, if anybody's plugged into Trump and what's going on in Congress and our country right now, you better be shooting it a lot of love.
Ah, okay. And then there was another part of this conversation talking about not worrying. I feel like sometimes I want to avoid the worry, so I go into denial rather than action.
Yeah, well, denial is just worry shoved down.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a whole,
what you want to do? You want to whatever it is, you want to bring it out. You want to sit down with it, have a beer or a cup of coffee with it, and go, look, this is what's going on. I see you here, and I realize that I'm in fear about this and this and this about you. So I don't want to choose that anymore. I want to know that I'm in control. I want to know, and I do know that the state of love is what's going to bring all this into balance. And that's where I'm choosing to live. And let me help you, this thing that I'm in fear about, come along with me about that decision. So what are you in fear about?
Well, it actually is, it's already passed. I had a beloved pet that passed away about 10 days ago.
I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. You know, I am one of those women who didn't have children, so I feel like maybe your comment about being maybe too connected to your daughter, it's like,
yep.
You know, I get too connected to my pets because they're my children
yep.
You know. And
absolutely, and I understand that.
Yeah, and it, well, and, you know, so he seemed so incredibly healthy, and then all of a sudden came along with a tumor on his throat, which is, according to the veterinary world, is like something that you just aren't going to win. And I was directing it towards, no, I think there's got to be another possibility. And I went with the other possibility, and the little guy, you know, just didn't make it. So it's hard on me not only to lose this beloved animal, but also, how, you know, obviously we can't direct their destiny or their
no.
Path.
Yeah, Jennifer,
right.
He was going to leave no matter what you did.
And that, I get that now. And I want to be better at directing myself and always being in the state of love. And I think sometimes I just go into denial and just block everything out.
Well,
I think I just kind of, I did that.
If
that,
you,
I don't know how, yeah.
If you open your heart and go to your love place, and let that expand and take you over, you can't feel the fear and the denial. It's not possible. You can't hold
okay.
both things at the same time. But it is a choice. And your heaven
right.
or hell comes at the point when you make that choice. Do you understand?
I do understand that, and I do understand that. And so back to the question of being too connected, you know, can you expand on that just a little? I realize I'm asking a lot of questions, but feeling too connected, I mean, are we just getting too, is that
okay.
attachment?
Too connected with your pet was I'm not
uh-huh.
going to be okay without this pet.
Right.
I need okay. this pet to be who I am. I need this pet to feel love. You know, Jennifer, there's a lot
yeah.
of little doggies out there that need
I
a mommy.
Know. I know.
Go find, and your dog had to leave so that you would move into your own knowing about this.
Yes. I'm with you, Dee. I got you.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Send
yes,
me a
thanks.
Picture of Send me a picture of your new baby when you go get one, okay?
I will indeed. Thank you so very much.
All right,
thank
honey.
You.
You're welcome. Yeah, there are babies. There are fur babies for sure. Oh, Kirk, you're here. Goody. Hold on. Let me get you on here. Hey, babe. What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, the layers of synchronicity are mind-blowing. Your e-blast about Gabby moving out, very similar to something I'm going through. And everything you've hit on last week and this week is all layered up for me. Right
well,
now
how
I'm in...
connected we all are, you know.
Oh, it's remarkable. So I have three things on my plate, and I'm getting the answers kind of as I talk, so pardon my staccato question here. I'm in a moment of artistic creation, and I want to do something that fulfills me and is right for the exhibit I'm submitting to. And I feel like somehow that's stacked with something that's going on. Someone who's very close to me is at risk of losing their house. And my uncle passed away about 10 days ago. And I'm not sure what the all three of those feel like they're on my plate at the same time.
Well, yeah, your mind is in the way of your creativity is what they're saying. And the two things that you described, Kirk, are all about loss. Hold on, they're taking me to a core belief. Well, the core belief they're taking me to, everybody balanced, anybody switched, okay, is I'll never be good enough. Hold on, I'll never be good enough. So I die. Now, that means die creatively, not die physically. But but the death physically of your uncle, I don't know what this noise is on our call, but it's disturbing. The physical death of your uncle is representative of the creative death that you're in fear of. And Kirk, they're saying this has been going on with you for a long time, the fear of having too much. And so you don't deserve too much. You don't deserve everything you want. So that helps you keep in the struggle, and it keeps you from, and they're saying you know and remember the instances when you've been filled up with this love that your creativity created for you. And but it's frightening to you because you think you're not deserving. And so when we lose ourselves and lose the deservingness for ourselves, then we shut our hearts and our chakras for protection and go back into our mind. Your uncle is there from the other side to help you, by the way. And the friend has created this loss of the house or to the loss of the house for a reason. Why? And again, it's around feeling like they deserve.
Agreed.
Loving them. Yeah, loving themselves. So the core of it all, right, is I'm good enough to live in my full creative life. Actually, they just want you to start claiming I live in my full creative life and I am safe there. Okay? Okay. I'm not getting anything else, Kirk. Does that all make sense to you?
It does. One quick question. I've been claiming this for so long. When I claim that my chakras are open and spinning in the right direction, do they all spin in the same direction?
Yeah.
Do I need to know which direction that is?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. You'll probably find a million different ideas about it, but it's kind of like your cells. Your cells know what to do automatically. So
yeah,
does your energy.
I've been making the claim.
Okay. Anything else?
It's really strong to say to share with you that there's something that has the equivalent of a hug that's been around you, and that you might be overlooking it. Kind of in a position behind your heels. That's what they said. Just notice something that's around you. It'll be obvious when you see it. Just
something around me that's trying to love me.
Yeah, or it's symbolic of the hug that you feel you need it sometimes, and it's with you. It was coming in strong at the call.
That makes total sense. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Received. Thank them for me.
Okay.
All right, darling. Love you. Well, again, my friends, what an amazing call we created together. A lot of healing here today. So let's just stop and claim around everything we've talked about. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are in resonance with the one mind of love. And until we meet again, let's say it together, I love me, I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.